Hi, good afternoon. It's a real honor to be here. I think I have to say first that I don't have any financial disclosures to make. I don't have a slide about that. Okay, so this is the title of our operations research in Kenya. We're looking to evaluate the effectiveness of task-sharing MNC services with CHWs. Despite that, I will be talking mostly not about evaluating the effectiveness of task shifting, because we are only in year two of our four-year project. So my talk today will largely focus on process as opposed to results. But for those of you that are very number-oriented, don't worry, there's wee bits of data sort of sprinkled throughout. So we are working in Kenya. We're working specifically in the county of Elgeyo Marakwet, and we are working in two sub-counties there. And I think it's interesting that Kenya still faces limited coverage to effective MNC services, and this is despite a lot of investment from donor countries and foreign aid, international bodies, as well as businesses. And largely we see that there's disparities between urban and rural areas. Our work focuses on rural populations. And I think it suffices to say that corruption is a very important reason why we're having difficulties with intervention coverage, but also decreasing health spending from the GOK. I think over the past 8 years it has declined to a current rate of about 6% of GDP spent on health in Kenya. We know that they rely heavily on their community health strategy, which is funded primarily by partner organizations, HealthRight being one of them, and therefore they have limited rollout in rural areas. There's big questions about what will happen as partners relinquish some of their funding for these units, these community units, given the low funding from the government of Kenya. And there is a lot of discussion and policy change at the national level in terms of what CHWs can do. And the policy has been shifting very quickly. Some members of the government feel that they want to put more responsibilities on CHWs, who are, by the way, largely volunteer. And others are more hesitant for those changes. And so what we're finding is that they're interested in ICCM. There's been some limited rollout of ICCM in Kenya, or some pilots. Community-based family planning, which way back in the day used to be one of the key areas of focus for CHWs in Kenya. Now they're experimenting with injectable contraception for CHWs, and there's still big questions about whether CHWs can offer HIV counseling and testing. And I think the big reason for a lot of this hesitancy at the national level is because of questions remaining about whether CHWs actually have the capacity to deliver these services with good quality, and what the impact will have on availability, acceptability, and quality of care, which is what we hope to sort of help to inform. But there's some movements in the positive direction as well. So it's a very interesting time to work in Kenya with the new constitution and the devolution of their health system. So they're moving control of the Ministry of Health largely to the counties, which have only, they're very nascent. They've only been in existence for less than 2 years. And Elgeyo Marakwet County is not unlike all the other counties in that they really want to do great things. They want good PR for the counties that show that they're doing good things in terms of health for their population. So it's a really interesting time to work there. And the devolution is offering challenges as well as good opportunities. We'll hear more about that a little bit later. But one of the new policies is that maternity care in Kenya is now free. And this policy is actually having already an impact at the local levels, where we're seeing health facilities having increases in delivery rates. And each one of these health facilities now is every month they report on the number of deliveries that they have had, and they receive reimbursements from the national level. Now, this isn't happening perfectly, and not all of the money is flowing down to the health centers, and it isn't a lot of money. I mean, we're talking about a health center gets an equivalent of $30 per delivery, and a hospital gets more like $60. But still, it's enough of an investment that they're really making big changes in terms of the quality of care that they want to deliver to women, because now they want to attract more women to come into the health facilities, and they're really making a concerted effort at quality of care. And HealthRight is trying to help with that by giving them monies to renovate health facility, maternity wards, and put up privacy screens, all sorts of interesting things. But at the same time, staffing levels have not increased. So deliveries are going up, staffing levels are staying stagnant, and we're already talking about a health workforce that's largely overworked. So it's a very good time for the idea of introducing CHWs to a facility who can sort of help with some of those services that serve as bottlenecks, and some of the more face time for counseling and family planning provision. Okay. So our project strategy is to work with 1,000 CHWs. That's the equivalent of 20 community units. Each unit has 50 CHWs. So it's not a huge study. We're covering about half of the two sub-districts. There are 39 community units in Mariquette total. But it's also not insignificant. So we have 500 CHWs who are in comparison areas and 500 who are in intervention areas. All of them are receiving the basic orientation training set out by the Ministry of Health. It's a 10-day training. And then the intervention sites, those CHWs are receiving additional training. They're receiving community-based family planning from JAPAIGO that offers a whole method mix, but also offers training on injectable contraception, or Depo-Provera, that will be provided at the household level. You might remember I mentioned just a few moments ago that that's still in discussion largely in Kenya, so we hope that at this time, if we're able to show that there's good quality, that there will be a more national rollout of that initiative. They also receive a new MNC expansion curriculum that's been developed by the Ministry of Health. And there's a big question mark as to whether we will be allowed to train them as counseling, to do HIV counseling and testing. We're still trying to get approval from the national level for that. The program has taken the existing data tools, and for the intervention sites, we've added some points of interest just in terms of quality of services and number of services provided. And then we intend to introduce, or are now currently introducing, CHWs into four of the intervention facilities. So we'll take a subset of those CHWs, as I mentioned, and have them work alongside the clinical teams, and then offer them services based on what the needs are, the most pressing needs are at that health facility. Okay, this is our task shifting or task sharing package. And I have to say, we spent the first 6 months of the operations research trying to really pin down what it is that CHWs are expected to do so that we would know what the package was in the comparison areas. Largely, they offer education and referrals. But there's a number of services included in there as well. And we were told at baseline that this is standard in Kenya. And then we've taken further steps in our intervention areas to add additional services, MNC services. But you'll notice that there are a number of them that are highlighted in red. So despite the fact that this is something that CHWs is a service that CHWs are expected to provide, for one reason or another, they are not able to provide it. So to go through those quickly, infant weighing. There are no scales. None of our CHWs have scales in our comparison or intervention sites. But this is something that is included in their basic training, so HealthRight is trying to work through the Ministry of Health to make sure that they receive the scales so that they can do the infant weighing. We expect that to remain within the comparison sets package of services. Family planning distribution, including injectables. So Depo-Provera is, on a policy level, supposed to be something that CHWs are provided. It is are providing. Excuse me. They are not trained to do that in as part of the basic package, and they don't have any of the materials that they need to do that. That is something that I expect will only happen in our intervention sites. Diarrhea treatment, ORS, is something that's included in the training, and ORS packets are available to CHWs. Zinc provision is not. So I suspect that zinc provision is another one of those that will shift from our comparison sites to our intervention sites. And then finally, antibiotics for pneumonia. It's not included in the training, and also not the supplies are not available. But that being said, so we'll have it's not a bad thing in terms of operations research to have a little bit extra in the intervention area. But I think what's going to be most interesting is this introduction of a subset of the CHWs to the health facilities. So that doesn't happen generally in Kenya, and so none of our comparison sites will offer that. But we've already worked with our facilities to put in place scopes of work so that they can decide what the CHWs will be doing on the days when they're there. Okay, these are our implementing partners. We are funded by USAID and Advancing Partners in Communities, but these are our implementing partners. Of course, we work with the sub-county health teams. We work with the county. They're very interested in our work, as I said before. You can read through that. One correction, it's mother care. It's not mother care, it's woman care. Sorry about this. Okay, so where are we? So, as I said, I'm introducing a couple of pieces of data largely because this is the information that's helping to drive our strategy. First and foremost, accurate and timely data reports were submitted by only 68% of CHWs in the last quarter. Now, that's a great improvement, but it's still not very, very good. And we're having difficulty on both the accuracy due to literacy as well as the timeliness because of the vastness of the area. At baseline, only 44% of newborns received neonatal care in the first 2 days, and most of the neonatal deaths are happening in the community. That's either because they've been discharged from the health facility if they've delivered there and gone home, or they were delivered at home. And so our focus for our CHWs is to really have them work in the ANC period as well as the neonatal and postnatal care period so that they get 2 visits to each household after delivery within the first 2 weeks. We just finished collecting a lot of midterm data. Again, not necessarily in terms of quality of care for our task shifting package because we've just finished our training of all of our CHWs and they're just now starting to deliver services at the facility and household level. However, we do know that all of the basic orientation was done for our CHWs back in the very first quarter of this year. So since March until now, October, we have seen that knowledge among the populations in terms of danger sign at pregnancy, during pregnancy, delivery, and postpartum period has gone up. The number of women getting 4 or more ANC visits has doubled from 22 to 44%. Again, I can't speak to significance at the moment because I don't even have a midterm evaluation report yet, so this is all very preliminary. It seems that the first ANC visits are happening earlier. At baseline, it was almost 6 months. Seems to be closer to 4.5 to 5 months currently. More women are receiving information from CHWs. Now that's sort of an interesting indicator because there were very few CHWs even in existence when the project started, so there was really nowhere to go but up. But also of importance is the access to vitamin A and iron tablets are low at baseline and midterm, so that's something that I think the CHWs can help to move. And as you can see from this really nice handwritten graph, delivery rates are on the rise. This is one of our rural health centers. When the project started, they were getting about 10 deliveries a month. And so that's what they set as their sort of meager target, is they wanted to keep 10. You'll notice there's a significant decline at the end of last year. There was a big health facility clinical team strike in Kenya, and so most of the health centers were closed at that time. So numbers dropped off, but then since then they've been noticing huge increases in the delivery rates, which is why I think if our CHWs are really focusing on ANC and PNC, and they can sort of, I wouldn't say ignore delivery because it's obviously very important, but some of that is already just happening due to policy change. Okay, so our lessons learned so far, these are really important, obviously. CHW supervision is a real challenge in these areas. So partially that's due to low numbers of supervisors. So what we expect is that one supervisor oversees 25 CHWs, which is already a pretty big number if you're talking about annual reviews of their work. At the moment, we have fewer than 50% of our supervisors on hand, and so that's something that we are working at the county level to try and increase. But also, they're just really the houses are really just very far apart, and so it's difficult for a supervisor to get to all the places they need to get to. For the purposes of this operations research, we're looking at revising the strategy to look at a random sample of CHWs and do joint home visits with them. But ideally, they should be getting annual reviews from their supervisors. So that's an area where we really need the Ministry of Health to step in. As I mentioned before, data collection has been difficult. Community level data is burdensome to collect. The logbooks in Kenya have over 30 indicators. Then for our intervention areas, we add some additional indicators. And we're talking about areas where literacy is a problem. So it's been challenging, and we're working on ways to try and overcome that. As I mentioned before, devolution in Kenya offers some new and exciting opportunities, so we hope that the counties will sort of step up so that they can get some quick wins and some good PR. The other thing that we're noticing that I don't have on here is that one of the biggest things we're going to have to overcome is probably community acceptance of what CHWs can do. And so as a project, we need also some big wins early on. CHWs are elected, they're named by their community members, but it's still very difficult for a mother to accept that her neighbor or the woman living on the next hill over actually has the skills to come in and give her an injection, for instance. And so we're already noticing some resistance at the community level, even with the CHWs who are on attachment currently at the facilities. So what we need to do is really work to show that it is good quality so that the community can accept it and then therefore the county as well. What will be the roles of NGOs and partners? I feel like I could go on for a very long time on this slide, but clearly funding in the short term is a big concern and a need. Implementation research, there's a lot going on in Kenya. There's a ton going on in Kenya. I think that's one of the reasons why there's been so many shifts in policy at the national level, because they actually do listen to a lot of what's happening in Kenya. And it doesn't always trickle down to the local level, but there is interest in the national level in the research that's going on. So projects like ours that can inform them on the best ways for CHWs to do task sharing, I think will be very useful. We need international partners and NGOs to continue to focus on the excluded groups in country, because they're harder to reach, they're more expensive to reach, it's a lot more difficult to move those markers, and so we need to make sure that the government continues to watch for them. And then, as I said, there's a lot that can be done to strengthen the existing counties. Because they are so new, because they're putting in place their own systems at the moment, there's a real opportunity there. And then in the short term, certainly supervision of CHWs, somebody needs to be paying attention to what they're doing, and the Ministry of Health is not funding that. So, the project that we're implementing, the operations research, is going to be relevant just because, as I said, we need improved recognition of the CHW's abilities at the local level so that there will be buy-in from communities and from household members, but also by the counties. I think that the data is going to be able to inform the Ministry of Health in terms of expanding what CHWs can do, particularly in rural areas, and given the supervision and literacy challenges that we have there. It's a little bit like, in this instance, El Gayo Mariquette could be compared to New York. Like, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. It's a challenging place to work. If you can do it there, you can do it anywhere. They're going to be interested in the quality of the ability of CHWs to provide injectable contraception. That's definitely something that they've been interested in and they've been watching closely. I think if we can get it off the ground, CHWs being able to provide HIV counseling and testing, this is not a new thing. I don't understand why we're getting resistance from the national level. But once we actually have data that the communities are receptive to it, I think it'll be very relevant to the current context. And then I think if we can actually show that CHWs can offer these services, then that's a great advocacy tool for getting the Ministry of Health to actually support them with some stipends, because at the moment they're almost all volunteer. Okay, so I've said a number of times we're very involved at the county level, but we also have some potential for uptake at the national level. The I think this is the first time I've used the acronym, but the project is actually called the Partnership for Maternal and Neonatal Health Plus. It's an expansion of a previous PMNH project that we had in Kenya. We've been asked to participate in two national level technical working groups, one on community health workers and one on implementation research. We also have several members of the National Ministry of Health involved in our technical working group. So once every 6 months, they sit down, they get updates on how the progress is going, and they update us on any relevant shifts in policy. And then, as I said, the counties are increasingly interested in what our project is doing, certainly around the issue of CHW sustainabilities, because they have some small amount of funds. They really want to get bang for buck when it comes to where they're going to invest, and they want to make the CHW sustainable. Also, the project is implementing a couple of pilot mHealth initiatives, and we're working on respectful maternity care, and they've been very interested in scaling that up at the county level. Okay, so there's a lot more that I could share. I'm here for questions afterwards. You can reach me in the old-fashioned way by email, or if you're on Twitter, you can find me at the handle HealthRightKE. Thanks.